days go by, it's really more a matter of continuing as you were. Establishing what's needed to sustain a comfortable upright position for meditation. Letting it be increasingly relaxed, and most certainly let it be coming from compassion rather than willfulness. Bodies may be tired, a little bit sore, and these minds also. So we hold them gently, creating whatever space we need and lightness we need in the body. Sometimes a few concerted, deeper breaths can reset. Bring a sense of ease and uprightness. And then there we are again, coming into a deepening embodied awareness. Earthy qualities of the body, letting that ground attention in the body. Ground can sound quite forceful, like you ground or grind coffee beans. We're talking about being grounded, being earthed. You know that by now. Letting the dust settle. Checking through the body, any places of holding, unnecessary holding. If the eyelids are lightly closed, the face can relax. If the face and the jaw are soft and relaxed, that usually spreads through the body, through the throat and neck and down. Maybe areas that are a little bit tight, a little bit uncomfortable in some way or other. Allowing breath to flow through those areas. Not to push anything away, but rather to acknowledge it. Let it be, but let it be with the support. And broaden out awareness to the whole of the body as an ecosystem, taking in the whole of it. Now with the eyes open we see details, arms, legs, head, throat, neck, but when the eyes are closed that's not actually the experience of the body, is it? So trusting what's present in awareness with the eyes closed. The experience of the body as it is. body relaxed, the torso relaxed, the breath flows much more freely, becomes more prominent. And from the slightly coarser object of the body, we move to the finer phenomenon of the breathing. Keeping the awareness broad though, as though it's the whole body breathing. Building a stable base around which the mind can collect, gather its forces. And we're priming ourselves for insight, for awakening. And we're creating as stable a base as we can. As we continue in this way through this session, just drop into the mind and heart space. That reply that the Buddha gave to Jatakarni for your contemplation. And remember that the Jatakarni, one of the many disciples of this Brahman who hears about the Buddha, one who knows and sees with unsurpassed vision and knowledge. He sends, he cannot go himself, he cannot manage the distance, he sends his disciples. One of them is Jatakarni, who wants to know all about the state of peace and how to give up birth, aging and death. And Buddha replies, lose the greed for pleasure. See how letting go of the world is peacefulness. There is nothing that you need hold on to, and there is nothing that you need push away. Dry up the remains of your past and have nothing for your future. If you do not cling to the present, then you can go from place to place in peace. There is a greed that fixes on the individual body-mind, the self. When that greed has completely gone, then there will be no more inner poison drives without which you are immune from death. The Buddha's answer to the question, what is the state of peace? Please explain it to me as it really is. And I'll reread that first part. Lose the greed for pleasure. See how letting go of the world is peacefulness. There is nothing that you need hold on to, and there is nothing that you need push away. So we can practice in this way. Neither holding on nor pushing away whatever arises in consciousness. It's seen for what it is, and in the letting go there is peace. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.